Hi again. Well, this is chapter two of the On the Road to Tokyo, and this is the second tape. Actually, this is the tape that I dictated in the beginning that I thought wasn't going to be long enough, so I dictated on the longer tape, and now I'm back to using the same tape over again. Well, anyway, where I left off was, I guess, when I arrived at Manila. So I arrived in Manila about midnight, got off the plane and checked in and signed up for the flight leaving for Saigon. Well, the flight doesn't leave. You don't board the plane till 4. I had to be there at 4 a.m. So I didn't have anything to do from 12 midnight to 4 a.m. And they put up the crew in temporary quarters that are in nice trailers. And they, you know, let you use the trailers for $2 a night. And so I went and used the trailer, and it was really great because I was able to shower and shave. Then I went to sleep for 3 hours. And they called me at 3 a.m. to remind me to get up and be ready to be picked up by a bus at 4 a.m. to be taken to the airfield. Well, I said, well, it's silly to get up and just sit up for an hour when all I have to do is put my pants on. I've already showered and shaved and everything. So I decided to go to bed, and I wound up my alarm and set it for 4:15. And would you believe the alarm didn't go off? So they called me at 4 o'clock, and I jumped up and threw my clothes on and got my suitcases and ran out to the bus. They took us to the airport, and of course we sat for about an hour and a half in the plane. And by this time I was really tired. You know, I'd only had about 3 hours sleep, and it was already about 5:30. Anyway, we finally took off, and it's a 2-hour flight to Saigon. And we landed at Tan Sanut, and it took me to the plane, and then I had to wait about 2.5 hours to get transportation to somewhere where I could catch a flight to Koo Chi. Well, Koo Chi, you know, everybody wants to get away from it, and it's really easy to get away, but to get to it is almost impossible. And I don't know why I'd want to come here, but anyway, I finally went to the third field, talked to my friend Finn Gunderson for a while, and they had a chopper coming in that was going to Longbin. Longbin is where two of the major hospitals are and where we send a lot of patients. So I ran out and hopped on this chopper going to Longbin. I went to Longbin and had to wait 2 hours there for another chopper to take me up here, and I finally made it, and here I am. You know, it was the whole thing was a very, very tiring experience, and I'm sure glad I went because I saw Japan, and it was just nice to be out amongst people and to eat real food and be able to wear a coat with a tie and a white shirt and real shoes. And you just felt like a human being for once, after you know, being sort of depressed at this place. So it was worthwhile. I'm sorry I didn't do more shopping, but I really wasn't too interested in shopping. Ruthie, I looked at a lot of clothes, especially women's clothes. Now, you wouldn't believe the beautiful suits in the Hilton, wool suits, made in Hong Kong and made in Japan. And the most expensive they had was like $60. And I know that suit in the United States would be $120 to $150. The women's clothes were just beautiful. And, you know, I almost wanted to buy one, but I knew you'd be coming and we'd be able to buy all you want. And it was the same thing with the kids. I felt that we were going to do enough shopping in Hong Kong for them, and it was silly to spend my money at that time and buy a lot of stuff that we were just going to have a lot of time to shop for in Hong Kong and be able to shop together. And that's going to be part of the fun of the trip. I'll tell you, the greatest part of the whole trip is just sitting and shopping and seeing the fantastic bargains that you can get. There are several places like in Japan where they have Noritake China, and they have just one big whole store with nothing but Noritake China. And the shopping is just going to be unbelievable. In downtown Tokyo, they have a Sony building. And it's a building that's owned by Sony. And what it is, it's about maybe, 40 feet by 40 feet square. It's a square building that has 8 floors on it. And each of these floors are a bunch of shops. And the shops are in a spiral. And what you do is you go up to the eighth floor and then you walk down. And there's a shop on one level and you walk down three stairs. And then there's a shop on another level. And then you walk down another three stairs. And there, so between the eight floors, there's at least 15 to 20 levels. And each level is down three or four stairs. And they have all kinds of, they had at least five floors of dress shops. And they had all kinds of electronic equipment on display and cameras. And it was just a fascinating place. They have just some of the most fascinating stores that I'd ever seen. But as I said, they tell me that the stores in Tokyo are even more fantastic. So, you know, this just got me more excited about going to Hong Kong. I mean, did I say the stores in Tokyo? I mean the stores in Hong Kong are even more fantastic. One of the problems with Tokyo is that, you know, your main shopping is going to be in PX's because it's easy to get the stuff there. People speak English. They have a place right at the PX where you get your stuff packed in a box for shipping. And anything that you buy that's in a box already, they put in another box and pack old mechanics waste and things around it for shipping to the States. And then right next to the packing store is the Armed Forces Post Office where you mail this stuff. And if you have somebody else's change of duty station orders, it costs you nothing as far as duty is concerned. Like I mailed that stereo, which weighs 70 pounds, home for about $5, including packing, mailing, and insuring it for $200. So it's really convenient because in Tokyo, all these stores, the PXs, are located out of the city, and each one takes about an hour and a half to get to. Whereas in Hong Kong, there's one huge main PX where everybody does most of the shopping. Of course, you go out in the economy and buy stuff that you can't find in the PX, but for the most part, the shopping is so centralized that you don't have to do this tremendous amount of traveling that I did to buy what you want. So I'm sort of real happy after being in Tokyo to know that I'm going to go to Hong Kong instead. I think it's going to be more fun. I think you're going to enjoy it more. And I'm really getting excited about it. Of course, if you decide to stay an extra day in Tokyo, I can sort of make up an itinerary of things for you to go and see. But, you know, if you spend one day in Tokyo, you spend that whole day trying to get oriented, and you're like in downtown L.A., but only three times as congested. And I really don't think it's worthwhile just to spend the day in Tokyo. I think you're really wasting a day. Of course, it's a day that you can rest. You can just sit around a hotel and rest from a long flight, which might be a good thing to do. But as far as being able to see Tokyo in one day, it's absolutely ridiculous. And I know you wouldn't enjoy it. Well, I'll continue on the other side of this tape.